Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Cats? I'm a kitty cat. And I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cats? I'm a kitty cat. And I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cats? I'm a kitty cat. And I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cats? I'm a kitty cat. And I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cats? I'm a kitty cat. And I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance.
Bathroom rockets and balls singing. Bathroom rockets and balls singing.
Get the fuck out of here! Shut the fuck up!
Hey, Vinny!
Hey, man! How you been, brother?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good! What you filming? What's this for?
Oh, just a little video. I actually got you something. I know you've been having a rough time,
Get the fuck out of here. You got me something?
Yeah.
You got me something.
A little gift I thought you might like.
What is it?
Two tickets to the Mario movie. What do you think of that?
Get the fuck out of here. Are these real?
Those are real.
You got me a ticket to go see the Mario with the Luigi and the Bowser.
Oh yeah.
And I'ma see it.
Oh yeah.
With the Toad.
Oh yeah. Chris Pratt and everything.
What the fuck? You know that the Mario is like my biggest idol. Oh my God, man, this is too much. You have to. I cannot.
No,
I
take
can't
it.
Accept it.
They're yours.
I can't accept it.
No, take it. It gets better too.
No, get the fuck out of here. You got me something else.
Yeah, I actually got you a free meal at Olive Garden.
Oh my God, authentic spaghetti.
The real deal.
From a real Italian restaurant, and I get to see a Luigi and a Mario.
You deserve this.
I love you. I get a call to my mom right now.
It's hair whack. It's gear whack. It's jewelry whack. It's foot stance whack. The way that he talks whack. The way that he doesn't even like to smile whack. Me, I'm tight as fuck.
How's my son?
He's going to be all right.
Oh,
thank God.
Finally, some good news.
There's
from
no
this
other
guy.
Way to take that.
That's a great attitude. I gotta tell you, if I was getting this news, I don't know that I'd take it this well.
But you said he was all right.
Yes, he's lost his left hand, so he's going to be all right.
You son of a bitch! I hate this doctor!
He's a very...
Shit in my mouth.
No.
Shit in my mouth. Shit in my mouth. I can shit in your mouth.
Favorite Paul Lynde lines on Hollywood Squares was the host said, okay, for the center square, for the X, Paul, when a man falls over a boat, you yell, man overboard. What do you yell when a woman falls over a boat? And he goes, full speed ahead.
To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drop down my balls, until all these bitches crawl, ski, ski, goddamn.
I'm gonna work until I die. Retirement's a mirage. Welcome to my living grave. No amount of hustling will ever bring me wealth. I'm gonna market sass till worms eat my body. I'm gonna lower CAC till my meat sack explodes. I'm gonna generate content for corporations until I'm waterlogged, bloated, and unrecognizable to my family. Bury me in my blue Oxford and khakis. The cost of existence is unbearable. How do I commit white-collar crime? How do I defraud investors? I'm genuinely asking. Minimum security prison sounds legitimately fine to me. I'd say see you in hell, but we're already here. Let's connect on LinkedIn.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
From Filthy Martini Studios in Ontario, California, it's the Fubar Show!
Hey, what is up, everyone? I am Joe C.
And I'm Jen.
Thank you all so very much for listening into the Fubar Show, and a special thanks to all you foos who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow foos!
Remember to pick up some swag at FooBarShow.com. That's FOOBarShow.com. And follow FOOBarShow on all of our socials, and we'll foo it up like a couple of foos. Ain't that right, Steph?
That's right.
Steph, I'm pretty excited for today's show. You want to know why? Because we got a whole new setup here, sort of. Not really, kind of.
I know. You
yeah.
did.
I really gave it a little job. Bit of a facelift yes. of sorts
yes, here
in,
I like
in,
it.
In Filthy Martini Studios. Really, all I did was just move everything 90 degrees, added a television on the wall, hung it up there, and a mini fridge. How about that?
Mm, yes. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. The ergonomics in this space is quite impressive.
You know, it's less about ergonomics for me and more about the spunk shui. Are you familiar with the
excuse me?
The spunk shui? Spunk shui, yes. It's a term that I borrowed from your boy Adam Carolla, and where he sets up the furniture in his office room, wherever he does his computer work, in a way where if his wife were to walk in, he at least has, you know, a couple of seconds of a heads up to clean up whatever he's doing. Spunk shui. It's like feng shui, but you know,
all right.
for spunking.
In this case, you're facing the door.
And I think that's the prime.
There is no seconds time frame. It is just an immediate response of just shock and awe. Like, if I were to open the door, I would just immediately close it. Just look down and just close it. It's like, whoop.
Well, I don't know. I think the point is so that you don't see what's happening on the screen, yes?
I don't need to see what's happening on the screen. I just, you know, whatever is happening.
The beating of the off?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I didn't think
of it
that way. Because
it'd be weird. I'd be like, you know, it's something that you do. I don't need to see you do it unless I was present there in the beginning.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Initiating it, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But like coming into the middle of it when I wasn't
nice
invited.
Choice of words, Steph.
Right. I would be like, oh, sorry.
Well, I think the point of the spunk shui is for you not to be able to see that either.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a giant desk here, so I've probably
been I'm saying. We have a poker desk. It's a large desk.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a large desk in
It's not a desk at
this
all.
This room.
Yeah. This is what? This space is about 11 by 9? 11 by 10-ish?
It's a tight room.
It's a tight space. It's a bedroom, for fuck's sake. And this is where the magic happens, as they say, how the fudge is packed. When you come in here, you realize how the fudge is packed.
Like a can of sardines. Just pack them in there.
Sure. I mean, the smell might resemble that. But how have you been, Steph? You're a little bruised up there, I see.
I got whooped yesterday.
Yeah, you went into it injured. You went into it.
Yeah.
And you kind of... So did it help when I told you just, you know, let the adrenaline take the wheel on this one?
You know...
Because Jesus took it last time and it didn't work out.
So there was a little bit of me taking an energy drink beforehand.
Not just any energy drink. I didn't see it printed in you know, the Queen's English.
No. It was like a Korean energy drink. It had your B vitamins, and then you had all your like strawberry, you know, jungle juice flavor.
It looked medicinal the way they packaged that little bottle.
It was actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really solid energy drink, and it was small too. Probably like 3-4 ounces, just like a shooter. And,
what was it called? Snake oil?
No. And so I took one of those. I took like a pain reliever for muscle and back pain.
Okay.
And the night before, I had put on my medicine patches, and I went in there like prepared.
And you pulled your hamstring. That's why you're doing all this, right?
Yeah. Like all this prep work, I pulled my hamstring. I've been stretching for like 3 days straight.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
that's not
man.
What you want. That's not ideal.
No, like I was really hesitant on this rumble yesterday. And, you know, I went in there. I was like, okay, you know, we're just going to do the stretches. And if I can't get through the drills, then I won't fight. And I made it through the drills, but I still felt it pulling. Like every time I would just kick, even though we were just like, you know, getting your heart rate up.
So did you end up using that leg?
No, I handicapped myself. So I was able to stand on the leg, no problem, but I was just kicking with the left leg, which was my unaffected leg.
Right. But not your dominant leg, which sucks, right?
No, because it's, while there's a lot of power on that leg, it's slower.
Yeah.
And a lot of my opponents, like, notice that handicap immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I'm trying to block, and I'm trying to walk around, but even just moving, strifing side to side was painful because I had to, like, move the leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I got through a couple matches, no problem. And then the last match was this opponent that had really high energy. And so I almost like had to force myself to go Super Saiyan a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Were you screaming for a half hour?
No, not a half hour.
And then, you know, you had a break for commercial every now and then.
But it was right before the fight. Like, I was just like, oh my God, I got to go Super Saiyan, because I had seen him fight some of the older, the other adults. And I was like, fuck, this guy's so fast.
Yeah.
And like immediately, right off the bat, just, bah, 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 and I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck am I getting into?
Jeez.
And then I threw a couple of kicks in there, and like maybe three quarters of the way through, I threw a couple of kicks, and then I just landed on both feet. But it was just like a solid, like, dead weight. Like, I was tired.
Right.
Like, I didn't fall on the ground on my back or anything. I just like fell on both feet. And then at that point, he knew I was tired and I knew that I was tired and that we just needed to finish this match. And instead of like really going ham, he gave me a break. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Why did he give you a break? He stopped playing?
He saw that I was tired and he kind of backed off and didn't throw as many kicks.
Huh.
And the kicks were a lot lighter. So I was able to just use my arms to block a little bit more.
I see.
So
you should have exploited that, Steph.
I was tired. I could not lift my legs anymore, and I was, my right leg was just on fire, and I was screaming. I was like, oh, I gotta finish this match. And then
you've been limping since.
It sucks.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you just gotta keep stretching the leg.
I know that's what happens when you get to be an older athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You start, all the injuries start coming in.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize it until this morning, but my entire, not the entire left arm, but most of the left arm is completely bruised,
right,
purple and blue.
And so you're gonna stick to that story, right? Because I don't want anybody fucking coming knocking at the door, saying, you know, how dare you put your arms or your hands on Steph and shit, right? 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 That's what we're telling people, right?
I didn't make the sandwich fast enough.
You know, and you shouldn't have been mouthing off either. So, well, Steph, you know, I'm proud of you for getting through it. That's pretty dope. That is a gnarly bruise, though.
Right?
But kudos. You know, you were going to chicken out until I kind of gave you a bit of a, I don't know, it wasn't a pep talk.
No, you're just like, don't be a little.
I even did that for a second.
Chip, chip, chip.
It's like, fucking, who does the chip? The fucking, the room, the room, right? Yeah. In the room, Tommy Wiseau. Fucking guy.
Like a chicken chip, 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 chip.
Yeah, man. And I've been anticipating the start of my new job. I've been unemployed. Today is unemployment day number 4.
Congratulations. How does it feel?
It feels the same. Knowing that I'm going to have to report to a new job tomorrow is pretty exciting. But, you know, the fact that I don't have any pending projects, this is a nice period where I don't really have the Sunday scaries.
Right.
You know, because those pending projects, I don't know what the lay of the land is yet. I'm going in there blind.
Mm.
I'm going in there extremely ignorant to like the cadence of you know, their Mondays. So I really hope that it's a pleasant experience. But you know, I got nothing to. I mean, every first day is a good experience.
You know? Are you telling yourself, I don't want to go to work?
I don't want to go to work. I think that's what I'm really saying here. I've gotten used to being unemployed. I'm gonna need you to make all the money. No, it's I'm excited, man. Okay. I'm excited to work for a company that creates a brand and a product that I love, and I can't wait to use my discount.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, on today's show, man, I don't know what people tune in for. We got a little geeking out. Mm-hmm. We got some music news. But before any of that, Steph, just like we do every week with Manic Mark Maples. Manic Mark Maples messages on Mondays. Yes? Yeah?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Mark who called in a couple of times, and I think he also tried to give you a bit of a pep talk here, Steph.
I spit on the grave of your master's taekwondo style, Stephanie. May that inspire you to put somebody in the hospital.
I guess you should have heard that before you did the rumble, right?
Yes, but thank you for the words of encouragement.
Let me just tell you this. 2 weeks, no food bar.
Yeah.
What the fuck did I have to rant about?
I didn't say you
for
had
2 weeks, I had nothing to say to anybody. Not that anybody listens anyways.
Yeah, you're right.
See you next week?
It's yeah.
He needs to say something. You gotta give him the context.
Regardless, yeah. Yeah, man, we took 2 weeks off. We came back last week. I think everybody's fine. We're all fine now, right?
We explained it.
Just, yeah, you can...
It's per my last email.
As per my last email. Yeah, dude. Yeah, Mark, for fuck's sake, just call in. I mean, if you have a sloppy bowel movement, that's content right there.
Everything
is content. Everything is content. Everything.
Oh, my God. I got to deal with shit at work every day. I don't need to deal with that here.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, this is the first time for everything. But let's move on to geeking out, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Well, Steph, I know you're enjoying that brand new, it's not brand new, but the nice TV up there so that we can look stuff up as we talk. So there's going to be a lot more Googling with Steph.
Doom scrolling.
Yeah, doom scrolling and Googling with Steph. We'll get to yours in a second, but I know that you wanted to talk about...
Well, let me speak first.
I know that you wanted to talk about Superman, but this is tangentially related since it's kind of DC-ish. So a lot of people are speculating, and there is some evidence for this to make the argument that the DC TV shows that have been happening throughout the last few years through the inception of the Arrowverse have been laying all the groundwork for the Flash movies multiverse. And we saw that in the that Infinite Earths special that they had, that crossover special of all those Arrowverse shows, that even included a shot of Ezra Miller being sucked into that universe for a few seconds, which was really nice to see.
Yeah.
And I think that with James Gunn now, even though he's still going to call these like an Elseworlds, like it's not going to be the main DC, you know, entertainment universe.
Right.
At least so far is what we're being told. And unless he's using this, which we've also heard that he's going to be using this Flash movie as an opportunity to reset the DC universe, maybe creating that Earth Prime out of this, and that's what the DC universe is going to be about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's what he said that he was going to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. But, you know, that's really all he said. But, you know, with more speculation, I think that, like I said just a minute ago, he's going to be exploiting the fact that the Arrowverse set up a whole world and an entire storyline that already kind of reset itself. So to weave the Flash movie in this would be... I think even if we don't get the Grant Gustin, which I think we're going to get Grant Gustin in this, I think there's rumors that he was on set for this movie, which would be dope as fuck. We can just tie it all in, and it would be silly, I think, for the DC and, you know, Warner Brothers to ignore what has already happened because it had such good quality to it.
Yeah. I'd like to see where this goes. Hopefully they don't fuck it up, though. But I don't think they will, because James Gunn has put out some pretty good projects.
Yeah. Do you think that even... Well, I mean, we got the, what is it called? This guy, the Swamp Thing Swamp show. Thing. We got the Doom Patrol. We got Titans, Stargirl, everything that happened in the Arrowverse. Apparently, you know, they all crossed over at some point in their runs. Each one crossed over to the next. So that means that you can incorporate all that crap into the Elseworlds, which I think would be, and not that they weren't already going to be Elseworlds or considered Elseworlds, they were, but now if they all interact with each other, which they have been at some point in their runs, it'd be nice for them to acknowledge it now, especially with a juggernaut of a movie like The Flash that's coming out, that's getting some of the best reviews for any comic book and superhero movie that's come out ever. Also, the fact that it's less of a Flash movie than it is more of a Batman movie is what I'm hearing.
At this point, it's starting to turn that way because everybody's excited to see Michael Keaton on the screen.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably a bigger Batman fan than I am. I haven't really asked you what your feelings are about this.
About
all of this.
No, I'm on board with it. I am on board with, I don't know, I guess just the whole thing, because I'm excited to see the creativity that they put on the screen, especially with Michael Keaton coming back as Batman. I mean,
I'm a damn good cop. Yeah.
I don't think he would have signed up for anything that, you know, wasn't great. Because he was already Batman.
Yeah.
And
he could have just gone out on top.
Yeah. So for him to come back, there has to be, you know, some good storyline on top of that.
And you know how like it was awesome to see Andrew Garfield get his supposed third movie?
Yeah.
Through that one other movie, that multiverse Spider-Man movie. This is Michael Keaton's Batman getting his third movie in a way.
It's probably going to be like, you know, we have this whole Flashpoint thing. Mm-hmm. But do you really remember, like if we saw it, are we really going to remember it being a Flashpoint movie or a Michael Keaton movie? Because when we saw Spider-Man, you know, it was Andrew's third movie. Like, I don't really know. Yeah. I know what happened.
Right.
We all know the main content, but it's just like, oh yeah, Andrew's in it. That's tight. Like it became his movie after he was introduced.
Yeah, yeah. He almost stole the movie.
You know what I mean? So this might be the same way with Michael Keaton.
I didn't think a Spider-Man movie was gonna make me cry until he saved MJ. And you know, because he already lost a girlfriend, you know, from falling from, you know, from up there. And so, yeah, dude, I think I'm excited to see this freaking movie. We need to make plans to watch it on that large fucking screen that we have here in Ontario. Was it AMC? No, it's
a Regal. It's a Regal.
It's a Regal screen, that IMAX one. That's where we saw Batman, the second one with
Dark Knight.
Yeah, The Dark Knight. Yeah. That's where we saw that. We saw Watchmen there. Remember that?
Yeah.
Those are good movies to watch on that big ass IMAX screen. And you know, IMAX now has been a little, I don't know if this is the right word to use or terminology, but don't you feel like it's been a little watered down because it's kind of ubiquitous? The IMAX quality is in different movie theaters throughout the country, but it's not the IMAX screens that we grew up with when it was such a novelty to go to an IMAX screen because it took, I don't know, it's fucking huge, dude. It's,
yeah, what is it like? A third,
it's like 100 feet long. It's large. It's a very large screen.
And it's not square. It's just
It's huge, like a
dude.
It's a 2x3 ratio or 4x3 ratio, I believe. Just like the old TVs. So they still give you like the 16x9, but then they give you a little extra on the bottom and the top. So that's what was special about those. They gave you that 4x3 ratio. So they give you a little bit more.
Yeah, but going to that was definitely an experience. You can't get the same feeling if it's just in a regular movie theater, like on the regular screen. Like even though it says, oh, IMAX quality. I was like, oh.
Yeah, we've been on IMAX theater, bitch. Like we know what we're talking about.
Just call it HD.
Yeah, Yeah, or ultra or whatever the fuck.
I don't know what you want to call it, but not...
They're doing lasers now with some of these. Yeah. Which I think is pretty dope.
Do you remember HD DVDs before Blu-ray?
They lost the war.
There was like a small period, and I only remember this for like maybe a 1 or 2 years.
I worked at Best Buy at the time, so I know this period very well.
It was DVDs. Yeah. Then there was the red boxed HD DVDs, and I was like, well, how do you play that?
Does Xbox it go would do it, I believe.
Yeah. And then you had to buy like a special...
An HD player.
HD player. Yeah. And then that went away immediately because Blu-ray was like the shit. But the TVs sucked. So you would kind of get that lag because the Blu-rays were not great. And then the TV started coming out.
And they were on the PlayStations, which became more popular.
Yeah. So that's the main reason why we got the PlayStation was for the Blu-ray quality. But the TV needed to be upgraded still because it's still putting out that standard definition. Like it couldn't keep up with the Blu-ray.
Right.
So you would get it. It would almost look choppy.
Yeah. It was our generation's cassette versus 8-track, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And the cassettes won. So yeah. I remember that all too well.
Betamax versus what? VHS?
Sure.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. That too, I believe. Yeah. What were you going to talk about here, Steph?
Moving on. So speaking of DC. Uh-huh. It is the 85th anniversary of Superman.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And which is this month, which is in April.
Since he was first debuted on that Action Comics?
Action Comics. Mm-hmm. And one of the top stories featuring Superman is James Gunn, who let us have a little look at the title, Superman Legacy. He also updated us with the fact that they are in a pre-production. Okay. So they're developing the costumes, they're getting all the sets and designs, and you know, it's been written. So now they're just setting everything up and ready to cast and start.
He wrote that fast because it was just a couple of weeks ago when he said he was only like halfway through, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So is this right just there. Is this the final draft? What he's what he posted? You think or you think it still needs some work to do?
I'm sure they'll
it's pre-production. They might fuck with it more. No,
I'm not exactly sure how that works, but they usually have a script like finalized before they even start pre-production, right? I mean, they'll probably change something along the way as they usually do.
Movies tend to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress.
Right.
But that was what his update was.
Interesting. I wonder if he has like alternate versions of it too. Because sometimes they film some alternate things for just to throw the actors off even from not sharing the actual, like, you know, for not spoiling things.
Right.
Yeah.
So it looks like I'm reading this article from MSN. Variety? MSN? Variety.
Oh, yeah.
Screen Rant.
Screen Rant. Oh, shit. Okay.
They are... Ooh, in the midst of the audition process.
Okay.
Okay. They are working on costumes.
They want to make this a young Kal-El, right?
When he first started working at...
Daily Planet?
The Daily Planet. So, I mean, if you were fresh out of college, right, with a journalism degree.
Yeah, I guess early 20s
Superman. Early 20s Superman. So they would need a young Superman.
And by then, he's already acquainted with his powers. Cause that
he would have to figure it out by then.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he gets introduced to weaknesses at this point, Kryptonian.
It's kryptonite.
Kryptonite. There we go. God damn it. Kryptonite and the red sun, red sunlight. Maybe he hasn't discovered those weaknesses yet. So that's something cool that he could discover in this movie.
Oh well, that's historically known. Like he figures it out later on. Mm-hmm. As, you know, like the years go by.
Okay.
Maybe he discovers how to manage his work and home life balance.
So this is the United States.
What? He gets his first paycheck. Mom, Dad, I got my first paycheck. What do I do?
Yeah. It's an hour and a half of him doing his taxes. that's what it is.
And then him side-eyeing Lois the entire time. And then Jimmy comes up to him. Are you ever going to talk to her? And he thinks about it. Credits.
You know how they did Jimmy dirty in the other movies? They just straight up shot him.
Yeah, they just killed him.
And it was like the cold open of that movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Batman versus Superman? Is that when it happened?
Yeah, because they're in the desert, right?
Right, right. And Lois is just poking her face in where she doesn't belong. And then she gets Jimmy killed, dude. Fucking poor bastard.
Like, none of us even knew that was Jimmy until she said something 30 minutes later. Like, oh, who is that?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
It was Jimmy.
It was Jimmy.
It was Jimmy. Oh, God.
God damn it, Jimmy.
Jesus Christ, Jimmy.
Anyway, just an update on some of the key releases that are coming out. Mm. The Flash is coming out 6/16 this year, so in June. Blue Beetle in August.
Oh, Blue Beetle.
Right. Yeah, Blue Beetle in August. Aquaman 2, Christmas. Uh-huh. Ooh, Joker. Folie à deux.
So what are your feelings on this Joker movie being a musical, Steph? I know the Foo's going to hate it because he doesn't like musicals.
I'm wondering if these songs or and such will be like them thinking about things in their head. Like it's just a projection, but it's not in real life. You know what I'm saying?
While he's being treated and while she's treating him?
Right. So they're kind of like, you know what I'm, I don't know if I'm trying to explain this correctly, but as he's projecting his thoughts, then they come off as music.
Mm.
And then, you know, when he breaks out of his inner thoughts.
The movie pretty much taking a peek into his mind?
Yeah, like a psychological effect.
I see.
You know how like the screen kind of like expands, pans away. It's like, oh, now he's in thought. Now you can figure it out. And then when he snaps out of it, then the song's over.
Yeah, what was that X-Men TV show about that? Where he's like, not X-Men, but he's a mutant. And you saw it on what was it, on Stars or some shit like that?
Legion.
Legion.
Oh, my God. That was very well done. Yeah. But a lot of that stuff was in his head.
Wasn't there an episode where it was like a musical? Or am I tripping?
There was an Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
Like, it was pretty much the whole season type of thing. But I think there was a musical. Yeah, they only did, like, maybe one or two songs.
I know The Flash had a musical.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah. Anywho, well, that's cool, Steph. And we're going to have the Batman Part 2?
Oh, yeah. Superman Legacy 2025.
Jesus. Okay, so it's going to be a little while.
And then Batman Part 2, 2025.
Okay.
In October.
Jeez.
So we've got quite a ways to go. Yeah. So it looks like Flash is first.
But I think before we get the Batman, the second one, we're going to get the Penguin with your boy Colin Farrell.
On HBO Max, or as it's now called, Max.
It's just Max now. I mean, why would you do that? HBO is the name. Is the thing, right?
Yeah.
The legacy. Why would you get rid of that?
I don't know. Max.
Morons. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, I wanted to just quickly discuss this because this never crossed my mind for some crazy reason. You know how like Star Wars, all the Star Wars properties that we're getting now, they're more or less focusing on filling the gaps on what happened between, you know, the movies. Mm. And the gap that we haven't really gotten to yet is the gap between episode 1 and episode 2, where Anakin has now kind of grown up, and rather than Obi-Wan being that father figure for him, which he still is throughout, it's more like an older brother, like a big brother slash mentor, that doesn't really know how to mentor him effectively to his own sensibilities. And that's why he ends up turning on him in episode 3. But I think not only with what happens to Anakin and how he has been growing up, if they end up wanting to explore this period in Star Wars history, I know we've gotten it in comic books. So there's already kind of like a timeline of an existence that people have written. So it can also kind of lead how the Chancellor Palpatine, on how he maybe starts creating laws that would be more favorable to him taking over as, you know, supreme leader or whatever, or the emperor, really.
Yeah.
How, you know, the politics between the many planets in the galaxy, and how the Dooku is, you know, building that resistance in the background. That would be dope to see, I think. And I don't know if it needs to be a movie, but it can be like a mini series, kind of like how they did with Obi-Wan. And they can explore that, I think.
I can see.
It would be interesting to see.
Maybe just a straight to TV movie.
Mm-hmm. You know who can do it too is, well, maybe not, the Ahsoka series. You know, when she's born, you got to figure that's also within that kind of period. And something political was happening where she had to
run
away. I don't know.
We might get a little bit of her childhood in there, but I think it mainly focuses on her adult life.
Mm.
Like post Order 66.
Yeah. Yeah. And her hiding. And she had to be somebody who trained Luke too, right? They know each other. We saw it.
Yeah.
They interact with each other.
Yeah.
She.
I know you're dead.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they bang. That's best case scenario. No, Luke and Ahsoka.
I don't think so.
She's all milfy for Luke. I think he could get it.
I think he could get it.
You don't think Luke Skywalker can get it from Ahsoka? I think he got
it. He's just such a nerd, though.
Yeah, but he's a fucking Jedi master. And, you know that thing that chicks say? I'm sorry, ladies say, you know... I wouldn't even do it if you were the last guy on Earth. Well, I don't know about that. Are you sure about that? No, I don't know, man. I'm just saying. But some food for thought that some people are...
I don't think it happened.
Some people in all that. I was getting back to the space between, you know, episode 1 and 2. Some food for thought if they ever wanted to explore this, because a lot of nerds on the internet are saying that they should.
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe like a... If not a straight to TV movie or a Disney movie, whatever, six episode miniseries,
maybe. Yeah. Well, how long was the Obi-Wan series?
I think it was like six episodes.
It was like six or eight or some shit like that. Let's Googling look at, with Steph. How many episodes was the Obi-Wan series? What was? Okay. Okay. It was, yeah, you should click on that. Yeah.
Six
episodes.
Yep.
Did you enjoy it? I've been, the nerds, the Star Wars nerds are some of the worst people. It's kind of the worst community for nerds out there. And I've been seeing some hate towards the Obi-Wan series. What did you think about
why?
It?
Why? No, it was a solid series.
It was a solid series, right?
Yeah.
What people are complaining about is how much of a hermit Obi-Wan became and remained for a lot of that series. Kind of like, I don't want to do anything heroic as to not be exposed, but I think he was just using his head, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's trying to survive.
Yeah.
What did you expect was going to happen?
But he was broken down. Like, they broke him down a lot, I think, is what a lot of people didn't like. Because he was very submissive when he had that job that he would show up to every day.
That's what a job is.
Yeah, I know. But it's Obi-Wan. He's a badass.
I know. He went from, you know, aiding the queen to now being a butcher.
Right. What are you going to do?
He was on the run, though.
Yeah, he was.
What was he going to do? Yeah. Try to go up against the... Oh, what the fuck are they called? The people that were coming after him.
Ah, the Empire, whatever.
No, the interlopers, interceptors, sure, whatever. Sure. What are they called?
They were part of the Empire. Yeah, what we know what you mean. I don't know, man. Anyway, Steph, do you have anything else?
What the fuck are they called?
Oh my god!
Inquisitors. Fuck you, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else.
All right.
Happy birthday, Superman.
Yeah. Speaking of happy birthday, Steph, It's going to be your birthday this week.
That's right.
Yeah. On speaking of Star Wars, it's going to be on Star Wars Day. You were born on May the 4th.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't know how many times people come up to me, oh, may the 4th be with you.
I mean, well, that's what people do on May the 4th.
Yeah, they do. But they say to me a lot because it's actually my birthday. So, oh, may the 4th be with you. And then I just reply, and always with you.
Because you're Catholic.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Right. So say we all.
Yeah.
This is the way. Cool, cool. Well, if you got nothing else, I got nothing else. I mean, I do, but I don't know. Nobody wants to hear about that. Let's move on with the music highlight, shall we?
Shan't we?
No!
I wanna rock. Steph, have you heard it? Have you heard it?
What?
Have you heard the new song by Foo Fighters?
No.
It's called Rescued.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been playing out on the radio. You can look it up and play it yourself. You know, this song reminds me of the In Your Honor album from early aughts. I think Best of You came out on that album. I think it was a double album. It was an electric album and an acoustic album. So type in Your Honor, and let's see when it came out. In Your Honor. Here. Right there. It came out in 2005. Yeah, like mid-aughts. Mm-hmm, and it was a double album. But this song sounds like it, and it doesn't sound like Dave Grohl's drumming. So the speculation was that, yeah, sure, they're going to keep writing. They're going to keep maybe playing some shows. They've already got a tour lined up for the end of this year. But a lot of people were saying, just like the first album, you know, Dave Grohl was able to handle every instrument. You know, he can absolutely handle the drums in this one. But I think that, I don't know, he's detached himself from the drumming duties. And what people are saying, as far as drum styles go in this song in particular, is that it's Josh Freese of Nine Inch Nails, The Vandals. And I think that I'm not hating this. I'm not hating this one bit. There's speculation of others joining as well. Like there was a recent interview with Roger Taylor, the drummer of Queen. Not that he was going to be the new drummer of the Foo Fighters, but he kind of gave a no comment to the question about his son, Rufus Taylor, who is the drummer of The Darkness and has been for many, many years and is super talented. That entire band is super talented.
The Darkness, hell yeah.
I just wish they wrote better songs. But they are individually, they're a bunch of talented motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like they're the masters of their instrument. And did you know that Taylor Hawkins was Rufus's godfather?
What?
He was Rufus's godfather.
No way.
So that explains why Rufus, he even tattooed like the Taylor Hawkins hawk on him, you know, right after he had passed away. He knows practically every Foo Fighters song. He plays it, and he plays it well, as we saw him do a couple of the songs when they did that that show at Wembley and at the SoFi Stadium for, you know, in honor of Taylor Hawkins. So, you know, we still don't know, but every kind of intelligence out there, just based on the drum style of this song, people are thinking that it's Josh Freese.
Okay.
And I'm okay with this. But a part of me is also thinking that there are going to be featured drummers, not only live, but on the album.
I would like to see that. And that might actually happen because they're, I don't know. It seems like that's something the Foo Fighters would do. Mm-hmm. Like you would just expect it from them.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't be disappointed if they just stuck with one drummer either.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I would like to see more than one drummer on this album.
Yeah, because you get those different influences and those different drumming styles, and maybe certain ones fit a specific type of song.
Yeah.
You know? So if anything, you know, this could remain that that like designated hitter for the Foo Fighters. Mm. They've just created a designated hitter option or a pinch hitter of sorts.
Ooh, we'll find out.
Crazy, huh?
Can't wait to see them, though.
Yeah. Oh, and your boy, Post Malone, Steph.
Posty?
Yeah, Posty. He's looking a little thin these days. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of him.
I saw a video interview where he was interviewing some of the astronauts on the International Space Station.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
He was very polite, as you know, he was just very interested in like the space, like
how he's a big nerd that way.
How are you guys doing? What are you doing up there? Mm-hmm. And you know, the astronauts were just equally as excited to be interviewed by him. Mm-hmm. So it was a good interview. Yeah, if you ever you know are interested in space and Post Malone, look it up.
I like how he does like random things sometimes, just out of nowhere. Like when he during the pandemic, when he teamed up with a bunch of other cool rock artists and covered a bunch of Nirvana songs, mm-hmm. and he did them really well.
He was live streaming from his house,
from his home. Yeah, and so was everybody else from their respective homes.
I think he was just wearing a really baggy shirt.
No, it was a dress, was just a like dress? Kurt Cobain wore a dress that one time.
Yeah, oh, I saw a different one then.
Mm, doubt it.
You're talking about like the early ones, right?
From it was in the pandemic, yeah, when everybody was doing shit like through Zoom
at his home. No, I remember it wasn't a dress that I saw him wearing.
He was wearing a dress.
All right,
you might want to look that up again. I don't mean now.
Okay, fine.
But if you haven't noticed, Steph, he's been looking a little, I don't want to say frail, but very kind of thin. You know, he has that dad bod. He's been rocking that for a long time. But a lot of people started getting worried. Like, is he sick? Is he doing drugs?
What is happening?
So he has assured his fans that he's not doing drugs in response to concerns over his recent weight loss. He's addressed fans' concerns about his well-being in an Instagram post on Friday and assured them that he's never been happier or healthier. So he says, "Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a great night. I wanted to say that I'm not doing drugs. I've had a lot of people ask me about my weight loss and I suppose performance on stage. I'm having a lot of fun performing and I've never felt healthier." He wrote alongside a selfie, "My brain is in a super dope place and I'm the happiest I've been in a long time. If you're having a hard time or need some love, I can say that you're loved more than you know and keep fucking crushing it." Did you know also that he's 27 years old?
He's 27 years old.
Terrible for 27. Yeah, it's a bad 27.
I mean, even with all those tattoos, he doesn't look... You think
without the tattoos?
No. Without the tattoos, he would still look like older.
Late 30s? Yeah. He looks like he's in his late 30s.
I know.
Yeah. But what made him shift over to a healthier lifestyle is that he just became a dad last year. Oh. And so that inspired him to change his lifestyle, and he got all this weight loss as a result.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember when he first came out, he wasn't that heavy, and then I guess he started making money, started eating, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And people just start handing you shit.
Yeah.
And lastly, Steph, I don't know if you've heard, but Rivers Cuomo of Weezer, he posted something that said pretty much, "Does anybody want to help me write the story for a musical, which could be the next Weezer album? Mm-hmm. We could make a follow-up to..." And then he put a in his Weezerpedia, which is pretty much everything Weezer. Mm-hmm. He put it... if you didn't know, "Songs from the Black Hole is an unreleased, unfinished Weezer album, which is really like a musical that he wrote. He intended this to be like a... like a play, like a musical on stage. And those sales never caught wind. And they ended up scrapping it. But it's kind of like, if you're a hardcore Weezer fan, you know about this story. Or you know that at one point in their history, this was before Pinkerton, which is a while ago, that they took some time to write this, quote, album that was really intended for it to be a musical.
Why not? Well, so they are going to revisit this.
Yeah, apparently. Looks like it. Or at least maybe make a sequel of this Songs from the Black Hole unreleased album. I think we should get the album released, you know, formally released.
Yeah.
Even though it's kind of been leaked. But if they can formally release this so you can get some artwork, you know, some actual good sounding songs out of this, even if they have to re-record it, I'd be down for that. And then
do the musical
for it legitimately. Now, I mean, in the place that Weezer is at now, I think that kind of like how Green Day hit it big and then they made a musical about their music.
Yeah, they did.
I think Weezer's in a place where they can do that.
I think now it would work.
Maybe not back when, like, pre-Pinkerton days.
No, I think it would work now because, like, I feel like this is a good time for just really something different in the media. I think people are, like, reaching out for certain things like that, like unique style like that. Mm-hmm. And musicals are it. Yeah. It's either that or else, you know, our age group is just getting a little older and that's what we're into now.
Fucking the South Park boys are the ones who ruined us because they actually gave us some real quality musical. Like they gave us one of the best musicals in history.
Known as
The Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon.
Which, by the way, weren't we supposed to, we were looking at watching that again, no?
Oh, this was last year. And then you know what? It just didn't happen because I think we got busy.
Yeah.
Okay. That would have been nice to see again.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Steph.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got for music. And so what are we doing on your birthday?
Going to work.
Yeah.
Because it's on a weekday.
But like, what do you want to do? What does Steph want to do on her birthday week?
I honestly just want to be left alone. Everybody's trying to make plans with me and I just want to be left alone.
Okay. So like when you're alone, what do you want to do?
I want to hang out with some friends.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Just trying to keep you on your toes. Uh-huh. You never know.
Right.
I have no idea. Awesome. Food and drinks are always good.
Sure.
Just lounging around. I don't need to go to the club. No, because who are we kidding?
Because you're limping right now. I will be
100%. Limping probably for the next week or two.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay. Cool.
No, I just want to chill.
All right. I mean, I tried taking you to a steakhouse. You said no. Some Brazilian barbecue. You said no. You just wanted to. I'm going to make some filet mignons. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. I remember when I made it that one time?
Last year?
It was last year on your birthday. That worked out, didn't it?
It did. I also want a Matilda cake again.
Oh, word? You want me to make one of those again?
The fucking Matilda cake. You know that four-layer, like, dense-ass chocolate cake?
Yeah, I made it once for your birthday.
Oh, so good.
You really want me to make a Matilda cake?
I mean, if you have the time. You can make a keto, too, if you want.
It's no such thing as making a Matilda cake that's keto. I'll probably taste it.
You make me the Matilda cake, and then you can make yourself a little keto one.
Okay. Just a little pancake.
They sell them in cups.
I suppose. All right, Steph. Well, let's see what happens. Oh, one thing that I didn't cover, Steph, for those that are still tuned in, I will be at Harley-Davidson, the dealership over in Westminster, California. They advertise themselves as the Huntington Beach Harley-Davidson dealership, but it's over in Westminster, and me and my band, The Fallen Electric, are going to be playing there on May 6th in the morning at 11 a.m. We go on. We're going to be doing this whole event. It's, I forget the name of the event. It's like females for bikes for females. It's a very female-centric kind of event.
Females for bikes?
Or women bikers. It's kind of like hyping up, you know, the...
What is it?
Yeah, Harley Davidson. You're probably not going to find it there. And then on May 27th, we're going to be back there on Harley Davidson. It's going to be a Friday night. And so those are always fun because they always have like dunk contests where they have one of the Harley Davidson models up there and you can dunk her by throwing a ball at the target.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Well, I have no idea what it's called.
And you can show up with your bike. They'll give it a wash for free. You just tip them. And, you know, they're not wearing much, but... You know, if you're able to deal with it, you can get your bike washed by one of the Harley Davidson models there. It's a fun event, man, and it's actually pretty family friendly. Have you been to one?
No, I haven't.
They're very family friendly. They have music, games, food. The food's awesome. They have $1 beers, if I'm not mistaken.
$1 beers?
Yeah. And I think there's a limit on them. But yeah, it's just like $1 beers. So it's pretty dope. As long as you pay with cash.
Oh, of course.
So.
Don't leave a paper trail.
Correct.
Is what they want you to do. I have no idea what this event is called.
Yeah.
Because it's just giving me...
Told you not to worry about
bikes
it.
For women.
For fuck's sake. All right. You know what? Now I got to look it up.
Search only for Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson in the HB Harley Davidson. HB Harley. Here it is. They posted something on Instagram, and they are calling it International Female Ride Day, May 6, 2023. It's a motorcycle rally. They're going to have the Della crew do some kind of video premiere. Oh, they're going to go on. They're going to start at the one in Westminster at 11 a.m. and then they're going to ride all the way to the Riverside location and end up there.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's
May
cool.
6th is the day for women across the globe to get aboard their motorcycle or three-wheeler to celebrate the 17th annual International Female Ride Day.
Yeah. So they're going to participate in that and they're going to have us play the event. Pretty dope, eh?
Tight.
Yeah. So, yeah, come join us for that. That's going to be a real fun one. That's a Saturday morning, too. And then maybe I'll take you out to the club
that night for your birthday weekend. To the club. Can I get a bike, too?
No.
What about these trikes? Look at this.
I know they're pretty dope, but no.
Oh. I know. I don't even have the license for it. You know you need a separate license for that? I think it's like a class.
Even for the three-wheeler?
No.
You should ask.
No, not the three-wheeler. But for a two-wheeler, I think it's a...
Yeah, you gotta
what
get
is it? Class B?
No.
Class A?
No, Class A is for trucks. It probably
I think
is
it's
a B.
It's a B, yeah.
B for bike. Probably.
Yeah, but that allows you to drive the two-wheeler and any three, four-wheeler.
Nice. Okay. Dope. Well, Steph and everybody out there, you foos, come on back next week. Or we're just going to be talking a bunch of nonsense here. Anyway, thank you all so very much for listening into the FooBar Show, and a special thanks to all you foos who subscribe, rate, review, and share the pod with your fellow foos. Remember to pick up some swag at foobarshow.com. That's foobarshow.com, and follow foobarshow on all of our socials, and we'll foo it up like a couple of foos. I've been Josie.
And I'm Steph.
Signing off, saying, don't be a dick.
Fuck, man. Thank you, guys.
It's hair whack. It's gear whack. It's jewelry whack. It's foot stance whack. The way that he talks whack. The way that he doesn't even like to smile whack.